So tell me more about this club. Since they bought this church and the club, how would that day look like after the mass for you? What would you do?
I can't remember going to the Polish church in Balham. I can't remember that. I can remember going to the 10 o'clock mass in Clapham College because we used to leave as soon as that finished and we would go off and play football, etc., you know. But I can't remember actually going to the church in Balham. My mother always used to go, of course. And my stepfather, she married again in 1966. And my stepfather, he actually renovated the Stations of the Cross for the church, which was he was an artist, so that was the sort of thing he could do. So did a very good job, and I think they're still there, those Stations of the Cross.
That's great. So, by going to the football club that you probably remember very well, I would like you to tell me more details about it. So, about the name, about when was it created, when did you join it, why did you become a member? Maybe somebody pulled you in. If you can tell me a little bit more about this.
Yes, approximately 1964, I think, there were two twins, the Siewiecki, Roman and Bogdan Siewiecki, I think. And they were in the Scouts as well, in Siódemka. And I think they began the football team with a man called Zagórski, Bruno Zagórski. He was like a manager. He helped run things. And I think it probably started through Gmina. They possibly funded it. There was another team before Grunwald called Młodzi. They were probably 10 to 20 years older than my age group. And I think we became like their juniors, if you like. So this team started about 1964. And I was probably the youngest member. And I found it difficult. The others were 2 years, 3 years, 4 years older. But approximately 1965, they started a second Grunwald team for my age group. And Bruno Zagórski asked me to find, my friends to join. So I took that on. I found friends at school where we had two or three English friends as well who would join just to make the numbers up, you know. And there were possibly 16 of us, but every week you struggled to get 11 or 12. But those were early days, yes. And it was very good.
So
Very
what did
good.
you like about this club, being a football player?
Well, it creates some camaraderie. Any sport will create camaraderie. So, you feel when you see people twice a week, you feel very close to them. And to this day, I think I probably see five or six people that I used to play football with when I was 15 or 16 years old. And it's very nice to think, that that's possible. And I also instilled that into my son, that when you make young friends, you should maintain those friendships. And it's carrying on with him like that as well.
Do you remember any activities that this football club was doing? Any events or something?
Well, we were in a, they weren't friendly matches. We were during the winter, we played in a English league. So every Sunday we played. But during the summer, from June to August, there would be a knockout competition amongst all Polish clubs from all over England, which was really nice because we would travel to Swindon, Derby, Birmingham, Luton, High Wycombe, up to Bradford, everywhere, you know, and you had to win to keep going, you know, but it was something everybody looked forward to because, you know, you would meet, if you played away, you would meet at, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you wouldn't get home till 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night, you know. So it was very good, very good. There's good memories there.
Do you still in touch with someone from that time?
Well, yeah, as I say, 4 or 5 of my friends, I still see it. You know, maybe, well, if we didn't have this COVID at the moment, I would definitely be seeing them every month or every second month. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You mentioned about a club in Balham, and obviously you were growing up, you became a teenager. Did you have any events for people in your age those days?
Well, we used to sometimes go to, I suppose we were about 15 years old. We would go to Nightingale Lane, to where the Polish school was, and some of the members of Młodzi would be there. Now, we were, say, 15 years old. They were probably 35 to 45 years old. And, you know, they used the place as a social club. They would play billiards there and drink lots of vodka. And we'd go there a few times, and they taught us how to drink vodka at a very young age. It was difficult to walk home. So, yeah, there were nice sort of occasional memories like that as well. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember any particular dancing party over there, perhaps?
No. I never went there. You know, we tended to sort of congregate in different places. So I don't think I went, but there was a lot of them organised there. Yes, there were.
So how about the New Year's ball, something like that?
Well, I didn't go, but my parents used to go. You know, that was, I think they used to go to various balls from about 1958. With my dad, they used to go. He died in 63, but then in 66, when my mum got remarried, he was Polish as well, so that they used to go to all the events in Balham, to most of the balls. Yeah, they used to really enjoy it very much. Yeah.
Do you remember any other Polish places in the area when you, in Streatham probably, or Clapham, where you lived?
Well, in Streatham there was a Polish delicatessen. I think they were called Holba. I think there was one shop in Balham near the Polish church, and I think that's still there today, but I can't remember the name of it. And of course, the White Eagle Club is still there, and the Polish church is still there. Yeah, those are the few places I do remember. Nothing else springs to mind instantly.
Did you remember any excitement about buying any particular Polish food or something you really liked?
Oh, yes. I think I prefer Polish foods today than I did when I was a teenager, because you never thought about it then. It was every day you had this. But when I married an English girl, and you didn't have these things. So now, you know, I'll go out to the delicatessen and it's more special. Yes, I like a lot of things. I do. I like Polish breads, kabanos. It's very nice. Naleśniki. Everything. Pierogi is my favourite. And my daughter makes them for me. Really nice. With cabbage and mushroom. They're my favourite. I had those today.